Play fire. Questions?
Yep.
Care to help?
I can't elaborate, no, but I know he's not. We know where he is and what's going on, so.
Be here the rest of this week and back for minicamp next week.
Yeah, I expect him here shortly.
And was he wasn't here on Monday last week because of the...
wasn't here last week either.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
Is this an excused absence in your view?
There's no excuse because it's voluntary, so that terminology is not allowed, so.
How much
would you rather he be here?
No, I understand exactly where Jason is, so.
As you're trying to put together everything and install stuff, how much would you like, even though it's voluntary, to have everyone here so you guys...
We've had everybody here besides Jay, so we're good.
Not injury-related, though, or can we at least...
No, it's not injury-related.
Coach, can you talk about the decision to have practice outside, steady rain, and kind of what went into that or anything?
I think football's played outside, so. And last time I checked the link, we don't have a dome, so. I mean, it rained a little bit. I know it may have been a little inconvenient for you guys, and I do apologize for that. But, I mean, I think we got to practice. It wasn't like we had a hurricane or anything like that, so.
Pretty much business as usual now that just whatever the weather is, you guys are going to be outside.
It just, you know, we need to get a lot accomplished. We don't have a big indoor facility, so, you know, there's a lot of things. You can't practice special teams like that. So, you know, if we can be outside, we're going to be outside. We got to play outside, so we got to get used to it. I got to look at the schedule exact, but I don't think we have any dome games. So we got to get used to playing and when the sun's out or the sun's not out, so.
There was one other guy, Mr. Phillips.
Kenny's here.
Kenny was here, okay.
He was in the training room. He wasn't in the room. He's with the trainers.
Was that a precaution because of the knee that you don't want to run out there on the west?
Talk to Paduzzi now. It's got nothing to do with the weather.
Okay. How much can the working in the rain? In the past, Andy Reid probably would have had the guys inside, finding other ways to go inside. How much can practicing in the rain with these kind of conditions, as you've done with other things around here since you've been here, help these guys when it comes to game time, preparing, working in the, you know, different conditions?
I mean, I just think, I don't know what went on in the past, but I know you got to practice in it if you're going to play in it. So, you know, we've always felt that unless it's just so bad that you can't be productive. But, you know, we had some guys slipping and sliding a little bit. They got to learn to stay on their feet in those situations. So, it's, you know, we felt it was good work to go outside today, so.
To clear, you said Kenny is okay. He's not.
I said Kenny's here.
Oh, Kenny's here.
He was in the training room.
Okay, so
he wasn't on the field.
Does he have an injury?
Yeah, he's had an injury for a couple of years now.
So is the knee that?
Yeah.
Okay. Does he have a setback on that?
I don't ask questions. They just tell me who's going, who's not going. So
you can Chris, or can we ask him about the knee?
I don't know. I don't know what the protocol is, but I'm not a doctor. They just tell me who's practicing, who's not practicing. So.
When you reviewed last year's tape, what did you see out of Michael Kendricks, and what's his skill set here?
I think Michael's an athletic, real physical linebacker, but his biggest attribute is his athleticism. You know, he's a three-down linebacker. He doesn't have to come off the field in third down. He excels in pass coverage, but he's also physical enough to play on first and second down. You know, he's one of the more athletic linebackers in this league, so you're really excited about you know, his future and what he can do. He can do everything we ask him to do. So,
teams motion, tight ends, and other guys, is he kind of a, could he be a defensive answer to some of those matchup problems?
I mean, I think he matches up well with people. I don't know if it has to do with motion or not motion, but I know he's got a great coverage ability in terms of what he can do and who he can match up with. So,
it looked like you had Barbre in there with the first team instead of Danny. I mean, is there anything that you can say about that, or are you just
rolling? No, we're just rolling guys. You know, there's first group, second group, just rolling people through. So I know Dennis played some left side today. So, you know, Stout's just rolling guys through, and we're getting a look at them. And, you know, again, just like I said the last time we talked about it, I wouldn't make too much about it, who was playing with the first group, who's playing with second group. So
you showed some unbalanced formations on the line there. Is that something you did at Oregon?
No. There's just certain rules in this league that govern how you can be unbalanced and not unbalanced, and that's a lot different than college. So.
How do you think Matt Barkley has started to pick up the offense? And, you know, I know it's maybe more of a learning curve with rookies.
Matt's done a great job. You know, he's a real student of the game. Had a great background to begin with. You know, started every game in high school and in college. So his experience that he came in here with is probably, I don't know if anybody's ever done that, you know, in terms of, you know, having that much experience coming in as a rookie. But a real student of the game, does a great job of, you know, grasping concepts and understanding what we're trying to do, not just what the receivers are running for routes. And I think that's kind of sometimes with a rookie, there's just what routes are they running? I'm going to throw the ball. Matt does a great job of just understanding the overall concept that's being run and then being able to kind of change you know, he may have done this before in the past, but now put it into our terminology and process things. And I think he's done a great job. And, you know, his work ethic in terms of being here early every day, studying tape and doing those things, I think have helped him. You know, and I think there's a reason why he started every game in high school and every game in college, because he was prepared for it. And I think, you know, when you're around him, you understand that. It's not just he's so much more gifted than anybody else. It's really how hard he works at the game. And a lot of fun to be around, a lot of fun to coach.
Seems like Matt is frequently getting guys, backs and tight ends lined up or moving around, maybe even more so than the other guys. Is that because he's with a lot of guys who are new here and still learning?
Yeah, I think he's got most of the young guys in when he gets in. So sometimes, and they're judged on, you know, if the back runs a wrong route, you know, that's tough for you as a quarterback when you expect him to be somewhere. So, you know, I think if you watch Dennis is doing that a lot, usually it's the guys who got the younger guys with them. They're getting those guys lined up. And it's understandable. Like Will Shaw just got here last week. So, you know, trying to have him figure out exactly what we're doing. And we added a lot today. Today was a big, big insertion day for us. There was a lot of new that went in today by design. So it was, you know, we're starting to pile on now especially for some of these young guys, that piling on process. If you just got here after the draft is, you know, you can hit a wall a little bit, but they got to fight their way through it. So.
What about the benefit of using those, I guess, fly swatters? I don't know, what do you guys call those? They were, you had the helpers wearing them on their shoulders.
Simulates a pass rush. You know, so you got when you're in 7-on-7, obviously you got to throw through lanes. So we made those and we were at Oregon. It just gives us an opportunity to, you know, it's the exact height of a 6'4 defensive lineman with his hands up. So you can't throw over everybody. So you have to throw through throwing lanes, and it's the best way we can simulate that. So
majority of pass plays in your offense are designed to go through lanes, and whereas it wouldn't affect the quarterback, no matter his size, much about how much he has to throw over.
No, I wouldn't say that at all.
No, okay. You're not always strong in lanes.
No, we're just trying to – how can you get in 7-on-7 without a pass rush and simulate the passing lanes that you got to throw the football through? I think quarterbacks get very comfortable just dumping the ball. But, I mean, if you've got a, you know, 6'7", 6'8", offensive lineman in front of you, you're not going to be able to do that. You got Dennis Kelly playing over there at left tackle. Whether the defensive lineman has his hands up or not, you're not going to throw it over Dennis Kelly. So you need to be able to throw it through lanes. But that's something that I think everybody – understands. And in 7-on-7 you can get into some habits of just dumping the ball down low but not realizing that there's an offensive and defensive line there. So we came up with that a couple of years ago at Oregon just to make sure our guys understand that there are rush lanes and we got to throw the ball through the lanes. And very rarely, no matter what type of route you're throwing that's in over the ball, are you going to throw that over the top of people. If you do, it's going to sail. So
is 6'4" the average height of or did you just kind of arbitrarily?
Yeah, that's what we looked at. So
Danny Watkins is a former first-round draft pick, and I think he struggled a little bit to live up to those expectations that come with that. Coming in here, do you sit him down? Do you talk to him and say, you know, forget the past, just go forward? Don't carry that burden of living up to that with him.
No, I have no expectations of anybody. And when I got here, on January 16th, it didn't matter to me if you were a first-round pick or you were an undrafted free agent. It's about putting the best team on the field. So, you know, where they got picked in the past or those things, you know, it was a clean slate with us coming in. It's a clean slate with him. So,
how is he doing? How is he progressing? Where do you think what he needs to work on? What he's doing well?
I think, like everybody, they need to work on acclimating themselves to our offense and getting an understanding of what we're trying to do. But there's no one right now that I can say, hey, he's got it, he's good. So, you know, let's just chalk him off and then move on to see the next one. I think everybody's trying to improve every day when we're out here. Everybody's trying to get a little bit of better understanding. And then once you know what to do, then you get into the real technical aspects of exactly how am I going to do that? How far am I going to step with my right foot? How far am I going to step with my left foot? You know, now that I've kind of got the how part, now really the what part is what I think most of our guys are working on. But today was a new insertion day for us, so there was a lot of things that went in new today, and it was the first time any of them heard it. So, you know, it's an ongoing process, but I think like anybody, Danny, or if you ask me about any other player, what do they have to work on? They got to work on everything. You know, we still got a ways to go.
Specifically, is he still raw, or what do you see there from him specifically?
I think he's got an athleticism to play offensive line. He's a physical guy. He can really move people with his hands. But again, one of the biggest problems we have in this whole deal is we don't have pads on. So for me to make an assessment of this guy's this or this guy's that, I have no idea. You know, there's a lot of guys that look great when you run around shorts and t-shirts, but then when you put the pads on and start getting physical and trying to knock people off the ball, you know, a lot of guys all of a sudden that you weren't counting on say, holy smokes, look what he's doing. You know, so I think all of us on our coaching staff have been around for a long time or we can't put all of our assessments into what's gone on in the last couple of weeks, and we really won't know anything, especially with offensive and defensive linemen, until you get to put the pads on, until you get into some preseason games and then find out, because it's a physical game. We're going to be a physical football team, and we're going to find that out when we have the big boy pads on. And right now, you know, bound by the rules that we're in right now, we don't have that. So it's right now it's what are you doing and how are you doing it and really working on technique. But there's a lot of things that go on out there where our D-line and O-line are cooperating really, really well together, because it's hard. If not, you know, we would just have a skirmish every play. And it's, you know, our guys understand that. I think the biggest burden right now is on the defensive linemen. You know, I know they could shock the offensive linemen coming off the ball, but we don't have pads on. So there's a certain amount of cooperation that's going on. So from an evaluation standpoint, it's really difficult to say where a guy is totally, especially at those positions, just because you don't really know until we get going and start to really do the physical part of what we need to do to prepare here. So
two more questions.
We haven't told that James Casey's going to be ready to go.
I haven't. So I would imagine they said by camp. So I don't think he'll fit. He's not going to go during OTAs or the mini camp next week. You know, he just got operated on a couple days ago. So, but we anticipate full recovery and be ready by training camp. So,
Is one of the quarterbacks, Vic Foles, is one of them starting to emerge more like a number one guy? What have you seen?
We haven't had those discussions. It's just, can we get a ton of reps, get him on tape? That will go all the way through training camp and whatnot. When you have to make a real important decision on who the starter is going to be at some position, I don't think it's, why should we jump to conclusions? You know, why do we need to name a starting quarterback in May? I mean, we're gonna take the full amount of time that we have to make a thorough evaluation of what we do. And when you make big decisions like that, I don't think you want to make a rash decision. You want to give everybody the opportunity to see what they do. So right now we haven't done a thing in front of officials. You know, we haven't done anything except we had 3 days of voluntary minicamp before the draft, and then I think today was our seventh OTA. So, you know, none of us have any thoughts on, hey, we got to get a guy named by a certain point in time. It's, you know, it'll play itself out, but it'll play itself out over the course of time where we've had the opportunity to make a real thorough evaluation. It is a big decision, and I think when you're going to make a big decision, you better take your time making a big decision and let it play itself out on the field. So we're not looking at it like that. They rotate on a daily basis. You know, Billy will tell them who's starting in each group, and then we're just going out and playing. So,
Harry Williams behind. He's missed some time here. Is he?
He was back last week. You know, obviously got married, and I think he did a great job of kind of playing catch up. I don't know. I couldn't tell you exactly where he is, Les, but he did miss a good amount of insertion when we were in phase two, and then in that first week of OTAs. But I think where he's a sharp kid. Really gets football really, really quickly. So it's just a matter of Coach Lovett and T-Light getting those guys up to speed over there. But, you know, I think he's starting to feel a little bit more comfortable out there.
Okay, thanks.